Welcome to this episode of the PER On Air Ophthalmology Times podcast. Hello, and welcome to this podcast. Geographic atrophy, or GA, is an advanced stage of age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, that causes vision loss. In 2023, a breakthrough in treatment occurred with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's approval of pegcetacoplan, a complement C3 inhibitor, marking the first approved therapy for GA. This was followed by the approval of avacincaptad pegol, a C5 inhibitor, later that year. We asked Dr. Ellie Joe, Assistant Professor of Ophthalmology and Visual Science at UChicago Medicine in Chicago, Illinois, about three things that you should know about the agents in the GA pipeline. First, we asked how the two FDA-approved drugs for GA, pegcetacoplan and avacincaptad pegol, have changed the management of GA.
Yeah, so I think this is a really exciting time in retina. We now have had these two medications for the past 2 years now, these two FDA approved medications, pegcetacoplan and avacincaptad pegol, both of which are complement inhibitors. Before their approval, geographic atrophy was really a condition that we could only monitor, really offering patients little beyond supportive care. And now these drugs provide a really proactive way to slow progression of the disease by reducing complement mediated damage. While they don't really restore lost vision, they slow the rate of retinal cell loss in a condition that is progressive and irreversible. So these treatment options really offer real hope in preserving visual function for longer periods of time in our patients, which is really has been a game changer for our patients, which previously had really no other options.
Second, we asked Dr. Zhou about the mechanism of action and potential roles of the pipeline agents for GA, including complement inhibitors, stem cell therapies, gene therapies, and neuroprotective agents.
I think the pipeline is full of promising therapies targeting different aspects of GA pathology. So complement inhibitors, like the two medications that are approved currently and are on the market, the ones that are on the market target C3 and C5. And the aim of these complement inhibitors is to modulate the overactive immune response that contributes to inflammation and cell death, which all drive geographic atrophy atrophy progression. These other drugs that are being studied in the pipeline are also complement inhibitors, but they may target different parts of the complement system. So there have been several trials studying these other medications that have completed phase 1 or phase 2 trials. So stem cell therapies are really interesting. They focus on replacing lost retinal pigment epithelial cells with healthy ones. So they can be derived from patients, or they can be derived, they can be lab grown cells that we inject into the patients under the RPE. So essentially, when RPE cells die, photoreceptors, the light sensing cells of the retina, they eventually also die because they don't have that healthy RPE to support its nutrition. So if these sick RPE cells can be replaced by transplanting healthy ones, we may be able to preserve some function of the photoreceptors and potentially even restore some of the function rather than just slowing disease progression. So I think this therapy has a lot of promise, and there have been several stem cell therapy trials that are in phase 1 or have completed phase 1 or maybe phase 2A trials. So gene therapies are aimed to deliver genetic material into the retinal cells. Typically using viral vectors, we can deliver them intravitreally or subretinally. So different pathways to deliver these therapies. They aim to increase expression of certain proteins in the retina that can help slow the progression of geographic atrophy. So the ones that have been studied so far in phase 1 trials, they also target the complement pathway. So they upregulate proteins that may kind of slow down the complement cascade and decrease the inflammatory response, as seen in other therapies that we also use, complement targeting therapies. So neuroprotective agents like brimonidine is really the only one that's been studied so far. They have been explored to for use to protect retinal cells from degeneration. So they may potentially delay photoreceptor loss, and this has been studied in a couple of trials. I think it shows promise as well. I think each of these approaches offer a unique potential that maybe one day we'll be able to use them in combination for their different targets and different pathways and really have greater efficacy in treating geographic atrophy. I think what is most exciting these days are advancements in imaging and especially AI-based diagnostics. We're really seeing kind of besides, the therapeutic options, really the diagnostic tools that we can kind of use. So seeing improvements in OCT-based biomarkers, looking for early signs of geographic atrophy, detecting GA early on so we can treat them early. Additionally, in addition to that, new functional vision assessments that are being developed to capture maybe very subtle changes in vision impairment before significant atrophy is seen on imaging is also an exciting area. I think these tools will help us not only diagnose geographic atrophy earlier, but also tailor treatment strategies more effectively. And I think in terms of AI diagnosis, this is one thing that's been really, really exciting for a lot of retinal specialists recently. So a high resolution imaging, in addition with machine learning, predictive AI models. I think using all of these in combination, we may be able to predict which patients may progress more rapidly in terms of geographic atrophy progression and vision loss, and which patients may progress so slowly that maybe they don't need treatment and just need to be monitored. And I think using AI algorithms will really help us kind of tailor our treatment methods a little bit better to determine which patients really need treatment and which ones don't. So I think there are a lot of exciting things out there that we're really looking forward to.
Finally, in light of new and emerging treatment options for GA, we asked Dr. Zhou about the importance of effective co-management by eye care professionals of patients with GA.
I think co-management is really critical in geographic atrophy because it's a chronic progressive condition that affects the patient beyond just their vision. So collaboration between retina specialists, comprehensive ophthalmologists, optometrists, and low vision specialists can really optimize patient outcomes. As we know, geographic atrophy incidence is really increasing with an aging population. So these patients will need a lot of support, and especially in advanced stages of geographic atrophy. These patients have a lot of trouble doing daily activities, self-care, and things like that, and going to appointments. So I think collaborating with different specialists can really help in the later stages, but also in the earlier stages. In terms of just detecting the disease, I think it's really helpful. A lot of these patients are seen by comprehensive ophthalmologists, optometrists initially. So they're the ones that may be the first ones to identify that the patient has geographic atrophy. And I think it's really important to identify them before they have significant vision loss so that we can provide retina care and treatment options. And then for in terms of when the disease advances, low vision support for these patients in terms of mobility training, lifestyle modifications, proper lighting adaptations can really dramatically improve these patients' quality of life. And co-managing these with optometrists, comprehensive ophthalmologists in terms of their general eye health, they may have other eye conditions that can contribute to additional vision loss, like glaucoma. And things like that, that, they can help co-manage. I think that is very, very important.
That's it for today. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for joining us for this PER On Air Ophthalmology Times podcast.